Gracias por regresar con nosotros al Tejano Gold Countdown. Mi nombre es Rudy Treviño, and you're listening to the official Tejano Music Countdown de la Onda Tejana, Tejano Gold Countdown. We've been counting down the top 20 Tejano songs of the week, and it's down to the top 5. Today, we're paying tribute to legendary guitarist Bob Gallarza, who passed away a short time ago. I first met Bob in 1995, and since then, we became friends, and I interviewed him countless times. I'm sharing some of our conversations with you today. This particular conversation was a moment caught in time. We were discussing the challenge of working with Tejano artists after working with some of the best, including Frank Sinatra. Be forewarned, Bob's honesty was front and center at all times, as proven in his answer when I asked him his thoughts on the Onda and how Tejano was doing at that time in 1995. I asked him, who did he see as the future of Tejano when it came to artists?
Well, and not the tragedy that happened to Selena, I would say Selena. That's kind of like from Selena, then you have a big void. And then it drops down to the rest. Somewhere in there would be La Mafia. But then, do you consider La Mafia Onda anymore? See, we're getting into a fine line now of describing and defining what is Tejano music. See, that's another thing. A lot of these people have kind of crossed into more of a Mexican musical style to supplement their career, to expand it in marketing, distribution, selling product to other Latin countries. That's good, but at what price? I always say, you know, I said that's fine, but now it's to the point where the major companies are so intimidating to, especially to Tejano artists, who have really no experience in being outside. So, I mean, they're just so lucky, they feel, to get a deal. And the thing about record labels is that they do not care about music per se. They do not care about our culture. All they can care about is selling records and how many they can sell. And if Japanese music became popular, we'd all be singing in Japanese.
More of my tribute to Bob Gallarza coming up, but right now, we're ready to hear the top 5 songs of the week.
Oh, gusta la rumba. Baila toda la noche y nadie lo tumba. Es el pelo pelagas.
Tejano Gold Countdown, song number 5 on the national charts, Pelón by Boys of Cumbia. Next artist up is at number 4 on the national charts with his newest single, Dolor Inmenso. It's Michael Salgado, El Zurdo de Oro, number 4 on Tejano Gold Countdown. Gold Countdown, song number 4 of the week. It's Dolor Inmenso by Michael Salgado. And now, time for the answer to the Tejano Gold Countdown trivia quiz. Here's the question once again. This Alice, Texas native was an accordionist whose fingers, well, they never seemed to stop moving when he was performing a solo. His good looks and charming smile also won him the title of the Clark Gable of Conjunto. He began his own group in the early 60s, and as the years went on, his influence began to be regarded as a classic figure in the Tejano music genre of Conjunto, similar to the role played by Hank Williams in country music. So, do you know who this charismatic legend of Tejano Conjunto is? We do. El Sí Señor. We're talking about the legendary Rubén Naranjo, whose music has been passed on from generation to generation within the proud Naranjo family. Be sure to go online and enter your name to win one of our prize packs today. We're at TejanoGoldCountdown.com. On the way, we'll find out which Tejano artists made the top 3 on our countdown this week and more of my tribute to Bob Gallarza. It's coming up on this week's Tejano Gold Countdown.
Tejano Gold.
Cuando te has escapado de las pantallas y todo está bañado en esa luz dorada y uno de tus amigos te pasa una cerveza orgánica bien fría que sabe tan bien como la misma naturaleza. Eso es Pure Gold. Michelob Ultra Pure Gold, la primer cerveza orgánica certificada por la USDA. Orgánica por naturaleza. Disfruta responsablemente 2020 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Pure Gold, San Luis, Missouri.